Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. I am your host, Susan, Laris, and Danz. And tonight we have a special Tuesday evening presentation of the Frontier Beyond Fear. Many of you know our normal time is 11 a.m. on Fridays, and we'll also be doing our Friday show this week as well. But every once in a while we have a special evening presentation. And tonight we are featuring visionary spiritual teacher Bill Foss, who is also a very talented and recognized musician and artist who travels the world sharing his many years of teaching and experience. And tonight he is going to talk to us about many things, including an emphasis on accessing the Akashic Records. Bill is going to be appearing in Oregon this weekend. For those of you who are in the Oregon area, he's going to be at McMinnville, appearing at Awake to Oneness Event Center, and we'll be talking about that some more. I wanted to let everyone know that we do have a live chat room going tonight. So if you would like to join the conversation in our chat, you are most welcome, and I'm happy to convey questions and comments to Bill. And we also may be taking some callers later, and the call-in number for this show is 310-807-5104. I know that we have many listeners who listen to this as a podcast or in the archive, and you are most welcome as well. And we do feel your energy with us, as those of us in the metaphysical community often know that time is an illusion. And so I welcome all of you, whether listening live or in the future. And now I am very happy to bring on a very special guest, Bill Foss. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear. Or welcome again, shall I say, since you did our 11-11-11 meditation not too long ago.
Hi, Susan. How are you? Good evening. Many blessings.
Well, I'm doing well. It's so nice to talk with you again. In fact, I had said I'm really looking forward to tonight because that meditation, which I highly recommend, in fact, I may put a link in the show page, even though it was on 11-11-11, it's still relevant throughout time. That was a wonderful event. And now we're going to get the chance to really talk a little bit more about your work. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing that with the audience.
Excellent.
So to begin with, Bill, one thing I wanted to mention, and I'll let you explain it, is I know that we have a giveaway tonight, so we should probably mention that a couple times, because during the broadcast we have people join as we go on, and I'll also be posting it in the chat room. Why don't you talk about the giveaway that you will be doing with this program?
Okay. Well, I would just like to first off invite everyone that's in the greater Portland area, Portland, Vancouver being north, Salem, who is interested, out to McMinnville, which is located southwest of the greater Portland area. I'm sure you know where it is, being in the area, if you are in the area, in fact. We would like to give away a seat at the Friday evening event. And also, I would like to give away a Journey to the Akasha CD. So if you would like to, which is a very powerful tool, the weekend, this weekend, Friday evening, is the intro presentation to the Saturday intensive workshop, and also we'll be doing private sessions there on Sunday.
Yep.
So the Friday evening is, if you only come to the Friday evening, it will be standalone in that you will, it will be a good introduction, presentation, and you will learn energy techniques and have access to a journey into the records. So we're going to give away a ticket for that, and we're going to give away a CD. And if you'd like to send us your email address into the blog here at Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and send that in. And we'd like to get you on the mailing list for the newsletter so that you can have upcoming updates to different workshops and different products available.
And probably the easiest, since the easiest way to do this, if someone types their email in the chat room, I can certainly record that, or they can send it to info@frontierbeyondfear.com. That would be another way to send it in, or put it in a comment on the show. I mean, there are several ways that people can do
sure.
that, but if they want to send it privately, they can certainly send it. And I don't know if you want to be receiving any as well. I mean, we can collect them, I suppose, in all these
sure.
different
avenues. Sure, I can as well. I can as well. You can send to Bill at Bill Foss World. That's B-I-L-L at B-I-L-L-F-O-S-S-W-O-R-L-D.com. That's available too, and as well, you have you can send to my Facebook. You can post there, and also you could aren't you on Facebook as well, Susan?
Yeah, I am. And actually, we have a Frontier Beyond Fear community there. There is a page
oh, wow.
on Facebook where people can write there. Or yes, I do have a regular Facebook page, which is just under Susan, Laris, and Dan's. So there's just an
excellent.
Abundance of ways. They have every possible way to reach us. And I guess that the only thing to mention is that they should. When do you think should be the cutoff time? Sometime on Thursday, would you say?
Well, I would go ahead and send an email in as soon as you can, and we'll do a drawing. I think Thursday morning would be a good time.
Yeah.
We're already at Tuesday evening, so that will give us a couple days. And anyone listening to the broadcast after the fact in the archives
right.
will have a chance to take advantage of it.
Now, on Friday, Bill, are you also going to be playing some of your music in addition to teaching? Are you integrating the music into the program, or... is it mostly going to be talking about the
yes,
Akash?
I'll be,
or?
Yes, I'll be integrating the music. We'll open with a prayer. We'll do a divine invocation. We'll set the energies in the room, connect into the records, connect with everybody, create a very energetically conducive energy, cocoon, an environment in which to share the teachings. And the energy up here in the Northwest, in this part of the country, is just amazingly wonderful in the first place. So this is truly going to be a dynamic workshop. I'm really looking forward to it. The overly abundant, very it's very thick. It's very nice, thick Mother Earth energy here.
Yeah, it's a wonderful supportive energy for any kind of spiritual work. I know that
sure.
I have felt that since moving here. And I wanted to mention also to my audience that you are most likely, if you're a regular listener, already familiar with Bill's music, because whenever I sometimes to fill a gap somewhere or just to close out the show at times, I play one of your songs and let people know that it's you. So they've heard a couple of your pieces, and so
well,
we have very much enjoyed that adding to the energy of this broadcast at times. So,
excellent. Thank you, Susan.
Okay. So, well, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention in answer to your last question, I will be presenting some music. I'll play some a few originals, and it'll be an opening intro of 2 to 3 songs, and then I'll want to go right into the teachings, and so that I can connect powerful information out to people and their souls, and really utilize the time. And then we might take an intermission, you know, with a little more music before the journey.
Yes, and I must say that Bill and I recently saw each other in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, where Bill was playing. It seems like you were on that stage fairly often, sharing not only your music and then speaking to what was a standing room only. I mean, you had a full room of people for your speaking event there. And, you know, it was just a wonderful energy. And then your artwork was there. So we were all surrounded by Bill's wonderful energy at what is being just the other night on Coast to Coast, not long ago, I heard them praising that event, that the overall Conscious Life Expo, just what an amazing event that was. And you really played quite a pivotal role in having so many different elements in place there. So I know you really added to it, Bill.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a very inspiring event, and it was, you know, it was wonderful to be there, you know, and to be in it. Part of everything, and to see you and connect with you there and see you doing your thing, and you know, to interact with everybody, all of the presenters, the teachers, the speakers, and all of the patrons that were coming, you know, to...
Yes. And I know we do have quite a few listeners down in California, because when we get callers into the show, a lot of times we'll get people from California when we have our call-in shows. So if people haven't made it down to the Conscious Life Expo, they hold it twice a year. And, you know, we typically do participate in it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention how you really did contribute to the energy of that. So without further delay, I should let you get into some of your teachings for the people who are curious. You know, when we talk about the Akash, I know that there are people out there who have heard of it, perhaps from Edgar Cayce's work or from some other work. They have heard the concept, and yet I have found there are many different ways of interpreting it, and you seem to have a fascinating way of presenting the concept that is so approachable. So perhaps you can start by telling us how you came into this work. It's kind of a compound question. And also, just when you talk about the Akash, how would you explain what that is?
Okay. I was guided to this work about 17 years ago by a very powerful teacher by the name of Gary Bonnell, and he was my teacher and personal instructor. And as I got into the work and got into the text and got into working with him in sessions and classes, I came to notice very early on that everything that was being presented to me, I remembered every single word. It was set in stone. It was just really integrated into my mind and my consciousness. Everything that was presented to me about the Akashic Records, it was as if I already knew it.
Hmm.
So I started in, and I started studying, continued my studies, as well as the other advanced courses that I've studied over the years. And as I continued to connect in, have dreams, experiences, visions, journeys into the records through my own practice through really cultivating practice, you know, actually doing the work. As I continued, what it's come to is really taking that out. Basically, usually when somebody asks me, well, how did you come to this, and what's been your guiding light with it, in layman's terms, the main thing that happened for me is that I'm on a mission, I'm on a path,
mm-hmm.
and I studied so profusely and became so full up with so much information that I knew was tried, true, and powerful in helping humanity to move forward and to helping people know who they truly are, that it had to come out. At some point, it had to come out. I became so full up. So one of the first indicators was that my teachers started asking me to take them on journeys, one after the other. And so I thought that was very interesting. Then somebody went to ask me, and this is before I started teaching, somebody went to ask me a simple question about the records, and all of a sudden a 45-minute answer came out of me. And it's this energy just came out and streamed towards the person. And afterwards, I just took a sigh and, you know, my shoulders
wow.
and my hands dropped. And I actually exclaimed, "Ah, that felt good." And that was the first point where I got a confirmation that I was actually supposed to be going out and sharing the information with people. So
yes.
I continued to move in that direction, went over to Austria, where I've held workshops for the last 4 years. And the first time I was there for the International WESAC Festival with the IM University,
mm-hmm.
And sharing my art over there and performing, my friends who hold spiritual gatherings over there, I mentioned the Akashic Records, and they said, well, you must come and speak to us. And the next thing I knew, I was on a stage in front of an audience with an interpreter teaching them about the Akashic Records. And that was my first class. So since then, and that was interesting for me because Austria is a place where I've had some very interesting lifetimes happen.
Yes.
And so there's just sort of an unspoken magic or a breeze or a wind of manifestation that happens when I tend myself in the direction of that area. So it was, in hindsight, it's no surprise that I started teaching there. I've enjoyed... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, when people travel to a place and they feel something. How can you go over that again? Just how did you know? How did you get this feeling that you had past lives in that area? Because I know this happens to a lot of people where did it seem familiar to you? How did you know? Or had you visited the Akash and already knew that you had those past lives?
Well, I did have indications from the record
mm-hmm.
that I,
mm-hmm.
I had past lives, although I wasn't in a place of trying to control it by being overly informed with it. I was letting it happen naturally. So in answer to your question, you know, I think we all in the metaphysical community and on our metaphysical path, we tend to feel energy.
Yeah.
We tend to want to feel a buzz or a charge of energy. And this is all good. This is part of knowing and feeling and using the body as a sentient dynamic vehicle, you know, for knowing who we are in the moment, in the presence of heightened dynamic energies in relation to ourselves, others, the world around us, the metaphysical, which means beyond the physical, And so you will feel into energies. So people learn to feel this. Now, that's all good and fine. There are other dynamics that lie beyond this. And
yes,
that's where we really go into when we're dealing with the records. So many times, another aspect of an answer to your question about locations is that there is sometimes, and many oftentimes, a feeling behind the feeling, and that's what we're looking for when we do deep work into the records. So it's one thing to go to a seer or to go and do a past life regression and have someone tell you, okay, well, you were you went to war in this lifetime, or you were a nun in this lifetime, or you were a scientist or a healer, or these things happened to you, or this happened in your most recent lifetime. That's one thing. And it does give a certain level of knowing. The next level, and which is, I think, a little more in-depth than what we really want to get to, is what is the knowing behind the knowing of these characters and events? What's the feeling? What is the purpose? What was the soul's purpose? What's the soul's purpose of experiencing these things? What is the soul's purpose, the heart's desire, manifesting through the physical presence, incarnate in human form, over and over, fulfilling the soul's purpose? And so if someone is, exploring creator energy, their mission is just to share creator energy, then they may be inspired along the path of art or music or sculpting or composing or writing or even science, healing or things that deal with creating. Could even be architectural work, lifetimes of art, building castles, or things of this nature. Healing, life, soul's purpose of service work to humanity, which is an even greater overlay of a template. You know, there would be many different soul's purposes that would fall underneath that. And then there are soul's lessons. And these are the parts of coming to the workshop and stepping in, really engaging and doing the work, that really starts to shine some light on people's lives. So when we're on the spiritual path and we're learning and we read the same books and we see the same movies and we hear the same talks and we feel the same energy over and over and over, and then sometimes maybe we're edging ourselves forward, and that's okay, and we've just come to accept that. And then there are those moments of enlightenment, and that's what coming to the workshop is all about. It's experiencing the moments of enlightenment. When you do the work and you get into a moment where you have that, it's just a moment. It's a tiny glimpse, but these tiny glimpses that you get of divinity and infinity and something much, much greater than ourselves, and that we connect into, or a true glimpse of our soul, or a true vision, a very crystal clear HD picture or movie into the records, or a very clear transmission from the guides that we connect with through the records. Master teachers, ascended masters, all of these aspects, when we get into those small moments, those are huge. those are huge. And those are the moments that we could come out of and sit and journal about, and that we will remember. We will remember those moments because they are so incredibly inspirational, transformational, and different. And there is major transformation for the individual happening in those moments. So it's subtle work, but in truth, there's nothing subtle about it. This is about the person, each individual, coming to know thyself and knowing the soul and really creating a stream from the soul into the physical body. And this is a very powerful time to be doing this work. We're standing at the threshold.
Right? Yes.
In fact, before the doorway.
Could you speak to that a little bit? I know that I have quite a diverse listening audience. Many have heard various things about 2012 and what it means. And I was wondering if you could speak to that, Bill, when you say that we're standing on the threshold, the significance of this time. What does it mean?
Okay. Many of us are already seeing and feeling the energy dynamics of the 2012, the December winter solstice, December 21st, 2012. Many of us are already starting to experience that, especially those of us who are in the spiritual community. And you can feel energy. You wouldn't have to be in any spiritual community per se to feel energy. But those of us who are in touch with or able to sense heightened states of energy are able to feel these waves. So there have been, over the last few years, and even more so in the last couple of years, we've noticed it around full moon phases. We've noticed it different astrological chart times, such as Mercury or Mercury retrograde, different times when there's something that large groups within the group consciousness of humanity tend their attention towards. So one of those being a full moon, the other one being a Mercury retrograde. There are several others, but those are two within the group consciousness of humanity, where the minds are consciously focused on an astrological happening in mass. When that happens, there is a certain energy that rises. There's also the photon field that the galaxy is passing through, and it passes through this every 13,000 years, 26,000 years around a cycle, 13,000 years into it, 13,000 on the other end, around the Grand Central Sun. This is, without getting too technical, to give you a very quick overview of what's happening there, there are solar clouds around the Grand Central Sun, and there is an opening in these clouds, and there is a photonic beam of light energy that shines out from the central sun across the universe. And as we rotate, we are in this band of energy. Photonic meaning light, pure light. And so what happens is this excites everything on the other dimensions, and the highest dimension right above our 3D, fourth being mind, fifth being the astral plane, which is the grand central station of all of the coming and going of thought form energy, psychic activity, spiritual entities, spiritual deities, even all of the other deities entities, I mean, that we would maybe tend away from there are many worlds upon worlds within the astral realms. And so this dynamic is also happening. These waves of energy now, that as the energy is being heightened, we see it come up and then we see it level off. We see it come up and then we see it level off. Last summer, there were several dynamics of energy, waves of energy that hit, and we weren't, you know, there was one wave of energy that hit, and I remember I was living in Sedona at the time, and I just had this thought as it was coming in that I don't think the energy is going to calm down from this one. And so it's more so about the energy rising and us in our human forms, minds, and energy fields being able to accommodate that energy. The only thing really that's required to navigate the heightened energy states is no conflict. And that's the same thing that we talk about in the Akashic Records class. The only thing that's required truly to get into the records is no conflict. So conflict in the mind, body, and the energy fields, it can create disease, distress, unrest, mental pollution of the thoughts, and other things. But when we commit, and a conflict could be not committing. A conflict could be not committing one way or the other, or just being sort of sitting on the fence. When with the heightened energy field, the best thing is, the best place to be is of no conflict. And that means commit to a path, commit to an idea, commit to doing. So if you're thinking about doing some work, if you're thinking about doing some cleansing, do the cleansing, because that's going to be powerfully transformational for you during this time. Before that time actually would be much, much better. There's a window between December 21st and March, which is going to be 3/13 by the Mayan calendar. The Mayans actually are really talking more about March than they are about December. They're looking to December as a given. And in one of the true translations, it was never about the end of time. It was about the falling away of linear time. So there's a little clue. It's referring to the streaming of the eternal now. If we can look at it in that way, it would be very helpful to us. Many people during this time, and there is quite an abundance of powerful photonic energy on the planet right now in order to actually step into. And I'm sure that people are coming online and stepping into what is going to be the dynamic for humanity in mass with these coming shifts. So there will be people. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, actually, I'm hearing a little echo again. It's so weird. When we have high vibrational guests, especially, the echo occurs. I don't know what it means. It's nothing to do with the equipment or anything. It's not too bad. It's just a little one. But it's just a fascinating... Okay. A fascinating thing. It's like a mirror. It's like looking. It's like looking into one of those. You know, when I was a little girl, I'd go to this store where they had an infinite hall of mirrors. Or felt that way. You would stand and you would look down at all these mirrors. And sometimes when that echo occurs, which I hear it a little bit, just making sure your computer's not on, right? You're not. There's no computer or anything. Okay, yeah, it's unpredictable and fairly rare, but I hear it. If it continues, I might have you call in again.
Sure.
Sometimes that helps, And if we do that, I'll play some of your music, perhaps, while you're doing that. Because it sounds like maybe we're going to need to do that, because I'm hearing maybe that's a segue into a little bit of your music. And what I'm going to ask you to do, Bill, is just call me right back, and I'll bring you right back in. And I'm just going to play, while we're waiting, Help from Above, which is
okay,
a fairly brief song. Sorry about that.
Excellent.
It's not anything
no
I
worries.
Can really control. It's a universal energy thing.
No worries.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just
call you
right back. All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, got you. We got your music playing in the background here.
Hey,
now that I've
cool.
got it going, I've got to stop it. they've changed the interface for stopping the music. I guess we were supposed to hear Help from Above. Or, actually, I can lower it here. All right, let's see. Oh, it's going to keep playing.
Okay. Hey, that's
let
great.
Me, yeah, it's a great song. Okay, let me see if I can... Okay, this is interesting. Well, I'm glad I've got you. Okay, there we go. All right.
Hey.
Thank you. That sounds like a much better line. It seems to be something with the line occasionally. And I can't... I tell you, it has a tendency to happen when I have a guest who's very high on the energy scale. That's all I can say, where there's like a lot of energetic things going on. Technology... Those technology and energy, I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes it does have an impact. So
that's great.
But anyway, everyone got to hear just a little bit of your music. Those who have not heard it, that's a little bit older song, I know. I know you've done a lot of newer work since then.
Sure.
And we have a much better, much more clear connection now. Maybe we can use that as a symbol, as a matter of fact. You know, you speak of the ascended masters and the guides, and I know that sometimes people, depending on what they've been taught in their past, they may even be a little bit leery of, you know, being sure that they're connecting to an energy that they feel comfortable with and that it's nothing to be afraid of. And so I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the guides that are available to us in this work and how to approach that, even if you're relatively new to working with guides, how would you gently ease people into feeling comfortable with that?
That's a good question, Susan. Something that I've been speaking to in intricacies of doing a lot of energy work and some of the things is that there are levels of duality involved with opening into feeling energy, working with these different realms. This is a natural dynamic occurring within the mind and the energy fields. So just be aware that it's a passing thing. It's not ongoing. Continue to do the work. Even if you feel like you need some clearing from time to time or protection, that's fine. I don't teach protection. I teach radiance.
Mm-hmm.
So the guides, a person's spirit, personal spirit guides, are powerful ambassadors to the soul. And you have a core group of guides, and then you also have ascended masters, angelics and archangelics, guardian spirits, ancestors, members of the family bloodline, disembodied family members, maybe somebody from an area that you're in sees the radiance of your soul on the other side and says, "I have something harmonically." There's a harmonic there's a harmonic similarity between the lessons that you're working on, the lessons that soul is working on, or you've already learned something, and either an entity or a being on the other side who is now off the wheel is in the in-between, as they call it in the Tibetan Book of the Dead,
yes.
The in-between between lifetimes, can learn something from you. So they come and they be with you. They be around you, and they watch, they listen, and they learn. So many of the spirit guides, the normal dynamic is to is to be of service, to help us. And there are many also elementals and devas that help us in navigate traffic. They're above us. They're around us. They are protecting us. We are divine souls. We are fingerprints of God in human form. And just us being in human form is nothing short of a miracle. Every single moment that we blink our eyes, that we love with our hearts, that we participate in the movie of life is the miracle, is the miracle.
When we encounter challenges in life, Bill, through your teachings, and I know there are people listening out there are encountering various challenges that sometimes may cause them to lose faith in things, how would you encourage people, and even through your teachings, how can your teachings assist people who are facing various challenges, including health challenges?
Okay. We address this in the workshop. In the workshop, The Keys to Spiritual Success and Journey to the Akasha, we address, okay, so we look at journeying into the records. That's a given. In order to journey into the records and have a profound experience, in order to know thyself, in human form as the soul, what the one thing that's required is no conflict. So, and this is exactly what we're talking.
So we're back to that's the lesson again.
Right,
yeah.
Conflict. So what we do is we do about a third of the program is about releasing conflict. So if somebody is really having challenges in life, and you know, we're all good people, and many of us have had challenges in life, you know, and I know I've had my fair share, and I just wanted to know, and I said, "God, please, I just want to know." And this reminds me when I was teaching in New York one time, and there was a man in the class, and he humbly looked up at me as I was standing in front of the class after about a day and a half of teaching, and he said, "I just want to know who I am."
Mm-hmm.
And the simplicity and the stream of energy coming through him was absolutely amazing. He just absolutely dropped all of his preconceived notions, all of his conflict, and became timeless in the moment and said, "I just want to know who I am." It was truly a moment of enlightenment for that soul. Truly a moment. It was amazing to see this. So these in the class, we do many energy exercises for releasing conflict, many affirmations, many visualizations. There's a whole portion of the class where we address conflict, inner conflict in the body, karmically. We work directly with the karma. We have energy tools and techniques for releasing conflict, getting the mind free. I have specific different energy exercises for interrupting negative thought forms or streaming negative thoughts, reoccurring negative thoughts. We have ways of getting discomfort out of the body.
Yeah.
So this is really, really, we want to put people in a good place of being. We don't want to just show them. I want to give people the utmost attention and the ultimate support that I can give them. So in case that I never see them again, I do not wish to create an ongoing stream where they have to be connected with me in order to, you know, receive some sort of benefits that are being delved out over time. When I get in front of people, I do it in order to teach them, in order to put them in touch with themselves, their soul, and Creator, connect them with the guides, get them into the records, help them to have a profound experience. And when someone comes to the workshop, they'll walk away with more tools and techniques and practices and different insights than they walked into the class with, probably transformational. So, you know, I really encourage people to come and participate with the workshop, you know, and really get in touch with themselves, release the conflict. And it's great no matter, you know, if somebody's really struggling and they need help, it'll be great. If somebody's lost a family member and they're struggling with that, we can connect with them through the records on the other side, and there can be transformational healing or communication back and forth. If someone wants to become more intuitive or develop their psychic abilities, I urge them to come to the workshop and get in touch with the real psychic ability, you know, which is actually accessing the records. If somebody wants to be a good leader or a good teacher or is involved with the healing arts or creativity, arts, the arts, for instance, all of these templates and all of the creational energy and dynamics of all of these paths and informations are contained within the records. So it's really... it can really be an exciting place to start from. You know,
yes, and approachable too, as you say. This is something that people can gently step into, and it reminds me so much, something you said, long ago I went and took swimming lessons when I was afraid of the water, actually, and knew nothing about the water. And a teacher said to us at the first lesson, in case you never see me again, because I guess some people just didn't feel comfortable coming back, I'm going to teach you what the water is like, how to be in the water, you know, how to relax in the water. And what you said, Bill, was almost a direct echo of what she said. And I got to thinking about it, and really it's a similar idea, is that we're talking about swimming in higher consciousness, and you don't have to jump in and swim.
Sure.
And she wasn't trying to teach us to swim in the first lesson. However, you know, it's amazing what you can do once you get, and it's a whole new experience being in the water. And, you know, we were all people, this was a class for people who were not comfortable in the water or had not really been exposed to it. So anyway, there was just something that echoed in your words. We do have a caller on the line, and I know we have somewhat limited time. If we need to go slightly into overtime, we will do that. This show does have that capability. The only thing is you have to listen in the archive or someone has to call in. But I think we're going to be pretty close to the hour time.
Sure.
So I'm going to bring, if your area code is 213, I'm going to bring you on the show, and you can let us know if you have a question for Bill. Hello, you're at area code 213. Do you have a question for Bill Foss on the Frontier Beyond Fear? Well, I guess not. They're silent. But I guess they've been placed into a meditative state already by your work. Now, sometimes we'll get callers out there, and just to be, you know, I like to bring them on just to see if they do have a
sure.
question. But this person may be listening to the show.
Well, the other thing before I wanted to slip this in, Susan, as before I forget, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that if there's anyone that's having energetic experiences and they're not used to it,
mm-hmm.
Or they're naturally open and they're not used to it, or let's say they are working in these realms or spiritual development study and their energy starts opening naturally,
yeah.
One of the other dynamics that we is to plug help the person plug in with what's going on. Give them a reference, get them into the records, let them know that it's divinely guided and it's protected. The class or going into the records is a safe space to come in and expand and to get information, and also to connect the dots. So we'll talk about many different spiritual practices from around the world and connect the dots so people aren't searching aimlessly from path to path. And when there are underlying things behind those paths or their questions or their searching, which we can connect them with. And sometimes that can really be what all the people need. Or sometimes, you know, if they have a question that keeps them outside of their self or on the fence, so to speak, between committing to one thing or the other, and they get an actual answer.
Yes.
On, well, here's what it is, and in relation to the question you're asking or what your question has been all along, this is what the dynamic with this situation truly is and how it relates to you and how it would relate to other things. And then the person is able to make a very, they're able to make a very tried and true connection or conviction to their path or where the direction that they want to go in.
Well, it's so important for people to know that it's a safe space. And I know that sometimes spiritual emergences can be pretty dramatic. I know that was my experience years ago. And at the time I found the resources I could find. But sometimes it really is helpful. If we had been born in a different culture, like the Native American culture, they knew how to help people as they were stepping into a spiritually emergent experience. And it's good to know that, you know, this work that you're involved in, it's a gentle space, it's a safe space, it's a place where people can step into higher experience without fear and knowing that they're supported. And that is a comfort for people to know.
Absolutely. And at the same time, if you are an advanced person, if you are an advanced student, I also welcome you to come because you'll be able to powerfully tap in and get to the next level. And this can all occur within the same space with the same template of teachings. And the teachings will speak, the keepers of the records will speak, and the Akashic records themselves will speak through me to the group to exactly what's needed for everyone in the group. So
I guess that's somewhat multidimensional in a way that it, you know, just like source and spirit, since that's what you're bringing forth in this time, to that connection, it's wherever you're at. It comes to you where you're at, it doesn't it? And you
Absolutely.
Meet it where you're ready to meet it.
Absolutely.
So, And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's important for people to know that even if they're, you know, advanced in their practice, if they're experienced meditators, or I know there's some aspects of yoga in some of your teachings as well, no matter what their practice and how far down the path they are, this work will meet them where they are and help them bring it, expand it, true?
Absolutely. We'll be able to go into unlimited, basically there's unlimited resources that become available to you. And helping someone deepen a meditation exercise or several, energy work, opening into high levels of Akashic intuition and psychic awareness, spiritual insights, moments of enlightenment, the releasing of the conflict, healing emotional wounds and childhood wounds, healing the family, the bloodlines, ancestors, all of these things, connecting with the spirit guides and the ascended masters. There is so much, and you can really go as far as you want to in the class.
Yes.
You literally have access to go as far as you want. And the one thing that I would stress to the listeners or people in general is, and I talk about this throughout the new book that's coming out, The Secrets of Spiritual Success, which will be, I believe, available in April.
Wonderful.
And that'll be in bookstores, available at the website, BillFossWorld.com. It'll be available as an actual book and an e-book. What I talk about is do the work. Thinking about it, talking about it, buying the books, buying the CDs, and, you know, even attending the classes, it's great, but do the work. You know, make a conscious effort to, you know, get cross-legged and sit and meditate, or, you know, whether it's on the couch or you know, just take some time. Take some time every day to pray. Take a few moments to do an energy exercise. Take a moment to love yourself. Take a moment to love someone else. And, you know, and be conscious. Be conscious of that and grow it. Grow it as you feel the need or the desire to. And Susan, should I mention that we're doing a giveaway again?
Yeah, one more time, and then we're drawing to a close. And also, one just again, where they can learn about your event. And look, we've got the echo again. Great.
Oh.
I'll let you talk. I don't know if you can hear that. I can hear it. It's not that big,
but
it's there.
I can't hear it on this end at all.
Okay, all right. It's all right.
We're going to give away a seat at the Friday evening event in McMinnville, Portland. That's just southwest of Portland in the greater Portland area, at Awake to Oneness. Now, they're on Facebook, and they also have a website, Awake to Oneness, so you can Google their address and make it to the event. This is an evening presentation, Friday evening, so you can send in your email address to bill@billfossworld.com. That's BILL@BILLFOSSWORLD. And we're going to give away some CDs too. So send us your email. We'd love to hear from you and include you on our newsletter. And we'll have a drawing, and I'll announce that by email and on Facebook. Also, Awake to Oneness is on Facebook. I think I mentioned that. And or Bill Foss on Facebook. So we're giving away a seat at the Friday evening Portland event, and we'll give away some CDs as well. So, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Bill.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I look forward to talking with you again in the future. And I just want to encourage everyone out there to explore Bill's work further at billfossworld.com. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone.
Excellent. Thank you, Susan. Many blessings.
Many blessings.